Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Yud Beis. We left off on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We are at Ubeis HaKnesses Mimetamei Binagayim, a few lines before the end of the page. We are today's share sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored anonymously by proud Talmidim of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. Reminding everyone to go to www.yu.edu/reitzgala2021 and reserve for this important event. Deadline has been extended. So we thank all of these sponsors very much for the sponsorship. The daf today is going to discuss a couple of issues. First, we're going to discuss whether a Beis HaKnesses is mitame bin Nagaim or not mitame bin Nagaim. That's because we mentioned it briefly yesterday in a brisa. So we're going to have three different ways of resolving a stira relating to that particular issue about tumas Nagaim of a Beis HaKnesses. That's going to lead us into a discussion whether Yerushalayim is nischalka l'shvatim or Yerushalayim is not nischalka l'shvatim, and then we're going to have three different opinions of how the backup Kohen Gadol was anointed after the Tumat Shel Shachar was brought. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about the Avneto Shel Kohen Hedyot versus the Avneto Shel Kohen Gadol, whether they were both Shatnis or the Avneto Shel Kohen Hedyot Machlokas, whether it was Shatnis or not Shatnis. And then we're going to have Machlokas, what do we do with the Dalet Begadim that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom HaKippurim after he's finished with them? And what do we do if a Kohen Gadol Sha'avar, who previously served but then couldn't serve anymore, when he returns, what happens to the backup Kohen Gadol who took his place when the original Kohen Gadol comes back into service, meaning the issue of Malon B'Kodesh V'lo Maridin and the like. So let's begin on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, Ubeis HaKnesses Mi Mitame B'Negayim. So about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the end of the page. Ubeis HaKnesses Mi Mitame B'Negayim. We mentioned in the Brisa of the Beis HaKnesses can have Tumas Negayim. So is that really true that a Beis HaKnesses can have Tumas Tzaras? And again, this whole week we've had so many references already to this past week's Parsha, not this week's Parsha, but this past week's Parsha of Tazir Metzora, where we all have all of the dinim of Tzaras. So Nige Batim in general, like we mentioned yesterday in Parak Ben Tzor Morim, Sech Sanhedrin, is one of those things that never happens, that Lohaya Lo Asadiyos, except for the Gemara tells us one particular Amora who says that he saw all of it. He saw Ben Tzor Amora, was Aminat Kivro, and he saw Bayis HaMenuga. So he saw all of those things, but at least according to one opinion of the Gemara, it never happened. But nevertheless, we have to learn the dinim, we have to learn the halachos relating to all of these dinim, whether they ever happened or not. That's what the Balatanya explains in the fifth parak of Likutei Amarim, that when we learn the Dvar Hashem, when we learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, we're learning a chelik of Hashem, and we're at least learning what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks is right in these situations, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Das is. So we're getting an insight into Das Elyon. When you're getting an insight into what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks is right, whether it ever actually happens or not is irrelevant. It's not only, the Torah is not only a way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu making sure we know how to navigate practical situations in this world, the Torah is a way of allowing us to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we have to discuss the details of Negei Batim, even if it never happened and never will happen. So says the Gemara, Beis HaKnesses Mi Mitamei Bin Negayim, does a Beis HaKnesses ever have Tumas Negayim? V'atanya, don't we have a Brisa that tells us, Yechul Yu Batek Nesiyas Batim Midrashos Mitamei Bin Negayim? You might think that Batek Nesiyas Batim Midrashos are Mitamei Bin Negayim, Tam Lomar, but that's why the Pasuk says, Uva Asher Lo Habayis, Mishim Yuchad Lo, Yatsu Elu, Shem Yuchad Lo. So you see that it's only when the bias is miyuchado, when it belongs specifically to an owner. But a basic nest based on medrash, it doesn't belong specifically to an owner. So it's not mitame bin negayim. So the Gemara answers the stira between these two brises. So says the Gemara, lo kasha. No, you can't ask from this brisa on the previous brisa. Ha Rabbi Meir, ha Rabbanan. Answer number one to the stira is that the brisa that holds that a basic nest is mitame bin negayim is following the sheet of Rabbi Meir, and the brisa that holds it's not mitame bin negayim follows the sheet of the Rabbanan. What Rabbanan? What Rabbanan? What are we talking about? Ditanya, because the Braisa, there is a Braisa that records the machlokes from Meir the Rabbanan as follows. Beis HaKnesses sheish ba beis dira lechazan HaKnesses. If a Beis HaKnesses has an apartment, a residence for the shamish of the shul, so chayiv b'mezuzah, then it's going to be chayiv in mezuzah, but v'shein ba beis dira. If it does not have a beis dira, it doesn't have a place for the shamish of the shul to live, then Rav Meir mechayiv v'cham potin. Rav Meir says it's chayiv in mezuzah, the Chum say it's pot from mezuzah, because they darshin pesacha that only a bayis and yuchal the baylov is chayiv in mezuzah, and a Beis HaKnesses doesn't have any particular owner. It's for everybody. It's for whoever comes in to daven and take advantage of the Beis HaKnesses has full rights to it. So since you have machloks or merin lechamim, whether we are mimayit Beis HaKnesses that doesn't have a baylim from the chiv of mezuzah, so we compare the same inyan to the inyan of negayim, meaning that same machlokas would carry over to mas negayim. Does a Beis HaKnesses that doesn't have a particular baylim, is it chayiv in is it eligible for Tumas Negayim or not eligible for Tumas Negayim? So it would turn out that the Braisa that said that Beis HaKnesses is Chayiv and Mezuzah follows Shitas Reb Meir, but the Chachamim disagree with that. According to the Chachamim, Bais that doesn't have Bailim Yuchadim is Patr Mezuzah, so the question is why if it has a Beis Dira, it would be Chayiv. Never, meaning, after all, it is Shal Rabim, it's not Miyuchad for that one individual. So that's something that the Dvar Avram discusses in Chelek Aleph, why it is that just because it has a Beis Dira, even though it has a Beis Dira, but it's still not Miyuchad for that person, so that person lives there all the time, but everybody still has access to the Beis HaKnesses. So what you'd have to suggest is that it's considered Miyuchad though, because Miyuchad is not only an absolute term, it's a relative term. That in a sense that it's more Miyuchad for that person than it is for everybody else. And therefore, it would meet the qualification of being miyuchad lo. V'ibayisema, a second possible answer of how to be miyashiv these two brises, a stira, is a Beis HaKnesses, mitame b'negayim, or is it not mitame b'negayim, is that hava ha-rabbanan, both brises follow the shita of the rabbanan, v'lo kasha. And nevertheless, you can't ask the stira, because, or you can answer the stira, had the ispa beis dira, had the lasma beis dira, that the brisa that says that a Beis HaKnesses becomes tame b'negayim is when there is a beis dira. So it's chayiv and mezuzah, mele, it's tamei in the gaim as well, because it is a bias that's miyuchad for somebody. Whereas a bias that says Beis HaKnesses not matamei bin the gaim is talking about where there's no base dira. So if there's no base dira, it's not chayiv and mezuzah, and it's also not matamei bin the gaim. So the Gemara says a third resolution to the stira between the brises. V'ibayisema hava delesma base dira. Both brises are talking about where it does not have a base dira, and they're both going like the sheet of the Rabbanon that it's not matamei bin the gaim because it doesn't have a bailim nikarim. It doesn't have a very clear, recognizable single owner. V'hadukrachim, hadukvarim. And the way to resolve the stir in the brises is the brise that says that a Beis HaKnesses is not mitami b'negayim is talking about a Beis HaKnesses of a large city where people gather all the time and they come from all over the place. You have a shul that's not that far from Kennedy Airport, so in times, you know, as travel picks up again, so we have all the time people just coming right off the plane from Eretz Yisrael, and they come in because they went to whatever, go daven, and they found that this is the closest shul. So they end up in the shul. So that's a Beis HaKnesses to Krachim. Okay, North Woodmere is not a Krach, it's not a huge city, but it's right next to Kennedy Airport. So you have a Beis HaKnesses that people can come in at any time. So a Beis HaKnesses that's made for anyone who wants to come daven, and it's not miyuchad for the membership of the shul, so that's not a Beis HaMiyuchad, and therefore it's not metame. But HaDikfarim, a Beis HaKnesses that's for small villagers, and pretty much only the people in that village ever use the Beis HaKnesses, so all the Bailiv are Nikarim. You know exactly who the people are that come and go, who you can identify very easily who the people are that are in the shul each and every day, and therefore that's considered to have like a Bayis HaShutvim, and a Bayis HaShutvim is Chayiv Mezuzah, and a Bayis HaShutvim is Metame B'Negayim. So that would be like a din of a Beis HaShutvim. So says Gemara, Ubidukrachimen Metame B'Negayim. Wait a second, that third answer that we just gave, is that true that if you have a Beis HaKnesses of a large city where people come and go all the time, that's not mitami b'negayim? V'atanya, but we have a braisa that the darshan's the pasuk that it says by nigei batim. The pasuk says achuzaschem. The pasuk reads v'nasati nega tzaras b'beis eretz achuzaschem. So we learn from there achuzaschem mitami b'negayim v'en Yerushalayim tama b'negayim, that only achuzaschem, only that which you have as a yerusha that you become a bailaman, is metame b'negayim, can have tzaras on the homes, but Yerushalayim, you're not the real bailaman, because Yerushalayim was never nischalka l'shvatim like the rest of Eretz Yisrael. Everybody is an equal owner of Yerushalayim. Right now the problem is that the church owns half of Yerushalayim, but everybody is an equal owner of Yerushalayim. So if everybody is an equal owner of Yerushalayim, so then it should not be Mitami bin Gaim. So Amar Rabbi Yehuda said about that, Ani lo shamati al makom mikdash bulvad. No, I never heard that Yerushalayim is not Mitami bin Gaim. Only the makom mikdash is not Mitami bin Gaim, because that was purchased with the money of all of Klal Yisrael, so that's why it doesn't have Bailim Yuchadim. But the rest of Yerushalayim is Mitami bin Gaim, because it is Nischalkal Shvatim. It was given to Yehuda and Binyamin, and we're soon going to see, the Gemara is going to introduce us to this machlokas about whether Yerushalayim was actually divided up among the Shvatim or not. So the Gemara is Medayik from Rabbi Yehuda that only the Makom Mikdash is not Mitami bin Gaim. Sounds like Habate Knesios Habate Midrashos Mitami bin Gaim. So the Diuk to make is if you're going to tell me that the Beis HaMikdash is not Mitami bin Gaim, that implies shuls, even in big cities, are Mitami bin Gaim, that shuls, wherever they may be, are Mitami bin Gaim. The Alpha Gav the Krachim Ninu, even though it's a shul of a krach, it's a shul of a big city. So answers Gemara, no, really, but the Knesset shul Krachim are not Mitami bin Gaim. Aye, what about our Diuk, that you said that Beis HaKnesses, that only Beis HaMikdash is not Mitami bin Gaim? Ema, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ani lo shamati ela makom mikudash bilvad. He didn't mean that only the makom mikdash is an exception. He meant that any makom mikudash is an exception. After all, the Gemara Mesa So that also is a mikdash ma'at. That also is a mikdash. So bati knesios and bati midrashos are also not metame bin agayim. So once the Gemara mentions in passing this machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda, so we're going to explain what each shita is based on in this machlokas about the status of Yerushalayim in general. So b'maykamifli, what is the reason the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda disagree whether Yerushalayim is Mitame bin Gaim? It must be that Tanakama is over Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim, that the Tanakama holds that Yerushalayim is not divided among the different Shvatim like the rest of Eretz Yisrael, that everybody has an equal share in Yerushalayim, and therefore it's included in Achuzaschem, and it's therefore not Mitame bin Gaim, whereas it's not included in Achuzaschem, rather, and therefore it's not Mitame bin Gaim. Rabbi Yehuda is over Yerushalayim nischalka l'shvatim, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that Yerushalayim is divided among the Shvatim, and therefore it is included in Achuz Aschem, and therefore it is Mitame bin Gaim. So we put the Dani Tanai and the Chum and Rabbi Yehuda disagree in the have the same machlokas as the following Tanaim. To Tanya, we have a brisa that talks about the Chalukah Sa'aretz that Yerushalayim was in the Chelik of Yehuda and Binyamin, and the border between them passed right through the Beis Hamikdash. That Mahay Bechelko Shal Yehuda, the dividing line between the Chelik of Yehuda and the Chelik of Binyamin happened to go pumped right in the Beis Hamikdash. Right, sometimes you have cities that are in two different countries at the same time. So you have so one side of the streets in one country, the other side of the city, somewhere the line's got to be somewhere. So it's an odd place to draw the line, but right in the middle of the Beis Hamikdash divides the Chelik of Yehuda and the Chelik of Binyamin. Maya b'chelko shel Yehuda, what was in Yehuda's Chelik? So the Harabais, Halashachos, that are in the Chel on the eastern side, the Azaros and the Azaros of the Mikdash, meaning the Ezras Nashim, the Ezras Yisrael, the Ezras Kohanim, that was beyond the Chel, one after the other. So the entire eastern side of the Harabais, from the beginning until the end of the Ezras Kohanim, was in Chelek Yehuda. Umahaya b'chalko shal Binyamin, and what was in Binyamin's Chelek? Well, Ulam v'heichal u'beis kachay HaKadoshim. So, and from there west, to the western side of the Harabais, right, which is the side that we come from when we go to the Kotel, so that was all in Chelko Shel Binyamin. So Uritzua Yisayotim, Chelko Shel Yehuda, v'nichnesas l'chelko Shel Binyamin, and a strip of land went from the Chelik of Yehuda and encroached into the Chelik of Binyamin, ubaya mizbeach banoi, and that's where the mizbeach was built. So that was the makam of the eastern and southern yesod of the mizbeach. This Ritzua went around the mizbeach on those two sides, on the eastern and southern side, and the the and and but since the Mizbeach had to be built, the halacha is, it has to dafka be built b'chelek shel Binyamin, because in the bracha that Yaakov Avinu gave to Binyamin, he said, Binyamin ze'ev yitrov b'boker yochel u'ler v'chalek shalol, so b'boker yochel u'ler v'chalek shalol, so we darshan that in his chelek, the Mizbeach is ochel the karbonos. So the halacha is that the Mizbeach has to be b'chelek shel Binyamin. So because of that, they didn't build the Yisod along the large majority of the eastern and southern sides of the Mizbech. So the Maisa, the Mizbech, was not in Yehuda's Chelek at all. But had they built the Mizbech symmetrically, where the Yisod and Mizbech would have gone around the entire base of the Mizbech, then yeah, then Yehuda would have had the eastern and southern Yisod in his portion. But since it's Halacha, that it has to be built all in Binyamin's portion, so they just didn't build it perfectly symmetrically. The eastern and southern Yisod of the Mizbech didn't exist. Binyamin at Tzadik, and Binyamin saw in Ruach HaKodesh that that's the way it was going to be, Hayim et Stair Aleh, and that upset him a great deal, Levala B'chol Yom, that he wanted to take back that territory, Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to the Shvatim at the end of the Torah, that Chofif Alav Kol Hayom, right, the beginning of the Pasuk is Le Binyamin Amar, Yedid Hashem Yishkol Nevatach Alav Chofif Kol Hayom, so it means that he was desirous every day that he should be able to get back that land, and he was never able to realize that desire. He was never able to achieve that which he desired. Lefichach, and since he wanted that chelek of the mizbeach, zacha binyamin atzadik v'nasu ushpizchun legvura. He became the one that hosts the aron abris that was kept in his portion. Shneamar uben ksefav shachein. That because of that he was chofif kol hayom. Hakadosh Baruch Hu was mashra shchina ben ksefav. Hakadosh Baruch Hu put the greatest concentration of Hashras HaShchina, Shechina is everywhere, but the greatest concentration of Hashras HaShchina in his presence, between his shoulders, so to speak. So the Tana that taught this Braisa holds that Yerushalayim is Nischalka L'Shvatim, because this whole discussion obviously assumes that there's a Chelek Yehuda and there's a Chelek Binyamin, and we're negotiating exactly how the Mizbeach fit. So this obviously assumes that there was a Chalukah L'Shvatim. So you see that the desiring a connection with the Shechina earns one a connection with the Shechina. I mean, when one wants to do mitzvah, Binyamin was interested in being able to have the Makom Nizbech, so he didn't get that, but Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him something even greater, that the greatest Hashras HaShechina was in Binyamin's portion. So V'haytan HaSavar Savar Yerushalayim lo nischalk l'shvatim. Yet there's another Tanya that holds that Yerushalayim was not nischalk l'shvatim, and we're about to quote that one. The Tanya, the Braisa tells us, ein maskirin batim b'Yerushalayim, that balabatim who own homes in Yerushalayim are not allowed to rent out those homes to Olei Regalim. What does it mean? Now, what are the Olei Regalim supposed to do? No hotel rooms for rent. You can't get any place. I own a hotel. I can't rent out any rooms. Yeah, I have to give it for free. I open up the hotel, and everyone's got to stay for free when they come to Yerushalayim, because Yerushalayim doesn't belong to them. Yerushalayim belongs to everybody. So you aren't allowed to charge money for it. But the beds, you were allowed to rent out a bed. Reb Lazar Omer, aflo mitos. Even beds, you aren't allowed to rent out, because the mitos aren't the place where the mitos are. The place where the beds are, Tosfos Yoda points out, doesn't belong to them either. So you're not allowed to rent that out either. So what are you going to do? All these balabatim have to just give room and board to everybody, that everyone who comes, that's going to be a tremendous loss for them. So the fichach oros kachim balish beschinen notanos and bizrava. So they made a deal. They made a system where the oros of the kachim of the Olei Regalim, of the karbonos of the Olei Regalim, that they would shecht and eat in Yerushalayim, would go to their hosts, and that was the deal, that they were allowed to take it in order that it should be, that they should be willing to open up their doors. The Ritva writes that they should be willing to open up their doors, b'sefer panim yafos, that they should be eager to greet guests, because otherwise it's going to create this unhealthy relationship, that people are going to feel that all of these Olei Regalim are just taking and not giving anything back. So now, according to the Tanaim in this Braisa, obviously Yerushalayim was not nischalik l'shvatim, because we say you can't even rent it out, because if it doesn't belong to you, it belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. So there you have the machlokas Tanaim, whether Yerushalayim was nischalik l'shvatim or not. So But from this braisa, we learn another important point in Musar. Amar Abayi, Shema Minah, Orachara L'mishmak Inish Gulfa, Umashka L'Ushpize. That it's Derech Eretz that you should leave the whoever hosts you a pottery jug that you drank from, and the or of the behemoth that you shechted and that you ate there. Because if it would not have been Minag Derech Eretz to give the or of the animal to the host, then the chum would not have been misakein that the host is entitled to it. Because Al Pidin, the Orchim are certainly not mechuyiv to do that. It's only since that was the Minag Olam, that was the Derech Eretz, that was Orech Era, so therefore the chum enforced what's Derech Eretz. The chum enforced that which was that which people were doing anyway, because it was considered to be Derech Eretz anyway. So now the Gemara discusses, well, wait a second, is there really such a chiluk between Krachim and Kfarim? Meaning at the very beginning of the Amud we said, how do we miyashiv the stira between the two brises, whether shuls are subject to Tumas Negayim? So the third answer, the third approach was, it depends what kind of shul. If it's a shul that's right near Kennedy Airport and people are coming in all the time, so then that's not Metame Ben Negayim. But if it's a shul that's in a small village that only the members of the shul pretty much use that shul and no one else really uses it, then it is Metame Ben Negayim. So says Gmar, Udekfarim, mi Metame Ben Negayim, is that true? That a shul that's owned by, that's in a village, a small village, is Metame Ben Negayim, Vatanya, but we have a brisa that tells us in that darshan's again the pasuk by Nigei Batim, where the pasuk says, La Achuza. It says, Kisavo Eretz Kanan Asher Nilsen Lechem, La Achuza, and Venasati Negat Saras. So you see from the word La Achuza that Nigei Batim is not knowing in Eretz Yisrael, Ad Sheyich B'Shuosa, until we actually conquer the Eretz Yisrael from the nations of the world, and then it's going to be in Achuza. When we already were kovish, but we're not yet cholik to the shvatim, or cholkul shvatim lo chilkul beis avos, or even if we already gave each tribe their tribal holding, but within the tribes we didn't divide it up among the mishpachos, among the different families of the tribe, or cholkul beis avos vein kolechon makiras chalko, or we divided up among the beis avos, but the men of the different families did not yet recognize, did not yet know exactly which portion of their family's portion belongs to them. So minayin, how do I know that even in those cases we still can't yet have nigei batim? That nigei batim is only when each person knows exactly what belongs to them. Tabalomer, that's why the pasuk says uba asher lo habayis. The person who owns the house, who the house is his, comes and he tells the kohen kanega nirali babayis, that I have something that appears like a nega in my house, and the pasuk describes the process of determining nigei batim. Mishem yuchad lo yatzei lushen miyuchad lo. So you see, it has to be at a point where it's already miyuchad lo, as opposed to these cases where it's not yet miyuchad to where each individual is not yet, does not have a bias that's miyuchad for him. So according to that, it should turn out that the Beis HaKnesses of Kfarim is also not Metame Ben Negayim, because even though, yes, you can identify all the same members and all the same villagers that use it, but it's not miyuchad to any one of them. So if you need such a high level of specificity in terms of who it belongs to, so Beis HaKnesses Shel Kfarim doesn't have that. So based on that, the Gemara says, you know what? Let's scratch that answer. We had three ways of resolving this tira between these two brises, so we must stick with the original ways of answering it, that the brisa that says in Beis HaKnesses Metame Ben Negayim is talking about where there is a Beis Dira. The brisa that says it's not Metame Ben Negayim is talking about where there's no Beis Dira. So that which was the second answer. That's what Rashi says, that we're going back to the second answer, not the third answer of the Gemara. So the Rabbeinu Chananel says there were three answers. So when you say that the third answer is disqualified, why not go back to the first answer of the Gemara? Why are you dafka going back to the second answer of the Gemara? That both prices are accurate. One reflects the Shita of Rav Meir. One reflects the Shita of the Rabbanan. So the Zichron Sheiris Yosef writes that it's not, Rashi doesn't mean to say that we're dafka choosing the second answer, not the first, but since the third answer is mechadish, that the Chum Marmoda by a basic Knesset Shel Kfarim, that's Metame Ben Negayim, so after we reject that answer, Rashi says they're really not Moda, unless the basic Knesset says a base Dira, like we said originally. So that's why we just mentioned the second answer, but really it means go with either answer number one or answer number two works. Good. Maskin lo Kohen Acher. Going back to the Mishnah Daf Beis Amud Aleph, we had said that we prepare a backup Kohen Gadol just in case psul happens with the Kohen Gadol. So this backup Kohen Gadol Who's prepared just in case there's a psul? What would be the din if a psul actually happens to the Kohen Gadol, and now we need to use this guy? So how are we mechanic him to serve as an actual Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara says, first of all, pshita irubo psul kodim tamid shel shachar. If a psul were to happen on Yom Kippur before the tamid shel shachar is brought, and now they need to use the backup Kohen Gadol, mechanchna. So they're mechanic him with for the kuhuna by putting on the shemana begadim, by putting on the big day kuhuna gadola b'tamid shel shachar. And he can use those big day kuhuna gadola with the akrava of the tamid shel shachar, and that's mechanichim for his position as the kohen gadol, and he could serve all day on Yom Kippur. After that, once he has that experience of the tamid shel shachar with the shemana begadim, so that makes him a kohen gadol, so he's good to go for the rest of the day. But what if the psul happens after the tamid shel shachar by avodas Yom Kippurim? He's mishamish only with arba begadim. So how can you be mechanichim with arba begadim? Meaning the whole rest of the day he's only wearing the dalet begadim. He's wearing what's very similar to big day kohen hediot. So what makes him a kohen gadol? So normally it's the begadim that you put on him, the shmona begadim that you put on him. That's mechanichim. But if he didn't have that experience, so how are you mechanichim? So how does he get inaugurated as a kohen gadol? So Rav Ad Barava says, even though avodas Yom Kippurim, once you're past the tamid shel shachar, the avodas Yom Kippurim is done with only dalet begadim, but you could still be mischanich even with the dalet begadim, because ba'avnet, the kohen gadol is a special avnet, because he wears an avnet that's made out of a pishtan, and that's different than a kohen hediot, because he was always wearing an avnet that's made out of tzemer or pishtan. So therefore, even though his begadim are big day kohen hediot, through the avnet you can recognize that he's dressed like a kohen gadol, and that's the chinuch of the kohen gadol. Says Gemara, that's great if you assume that his avnet is not the same as that of a kohen hediot. That throughout the rest of the year the kohen gadol and the kohen hediot wear an avnet of shatness, and they're not. There's no difference between them. So then on Yom Kippurim the kohen gadol becomes different than the kohen hediot, because then on Yom Kippur he switches to an avnet bad alone, and therefore you know he's not a kohen hediot now. But according to the Tanna that holds that a kohen hediot always wears an avnet that's not shatness, and unlike a kohen gadol, so the kohen gadol throughout the rest of the year wears an avnet of shatness, and the kohen hediot wears non-shatness. So adraba, on Yom Kippur is the day that he's conforming to be just like the kohen hediot. So ma'ikel neimar. So how can you then say that that through the wearing of the avnet, that's what distinguishes him? That's what makes him like a kohen gadol. Adraba, that's what makes him more like a kohen hediot than Yom Kippur. So Abaye answers a little differently. How do we make a kohen gadol into a kohen gadol? The back of kohen gadol. How do we anoint him as kohen gadol? Amar Abaye, lo v'shmona u'mahapich b'tzinora. We put him. We dress him up in all shmona begadim, and he takes the pitchfork and he uses it on the limbs of the carbon tamid that are burning on the mizbeach hachitzon, and through that it causes the limbs to burn more quickly. So he does something. He does some sort of avoda relating to the carbon tamid, wearing the shmona begadim. So he did. He did some avoda on the mizbeach wearing the shmona begadim, and that's good enough to be mechanichim as a kohen gadol. Rav Huna, and that's like Rav Huna. Dam Rav Huna, zor shavach betzinor chayiv misa. How do I know this is called an avoda? Because if a zor does it, he's chayiv misa. So that's how I know that it's a real avoda. So once you have him acting as a kohen gadol, doing the avoda, that's how you mechanichim. So the Gemara brings another shita that maybe you don't need a third shita as to how the back of kohen gadol is anointed. That maybe you don't need the shmona begadim at all. Rav Papa Amar avodaso mechanchaso. Look what he's doing all day. It's his avoda that's mechanichim. He's doing the avodas Yom Kippurim. Who does the avodas Yom Kippurim? Only kohen gadol does the avodas Yom Kippurim. Through that, it's nicker that he's the kohen gadol. You don't have to do anything in advance of that. Just throw him right in. Let him start doing the work. And when he's doing the work, then everyone will realize that he's a kohen gadol. Milo tanya kala kelim shasam moshe mishichasim mekadashtan. But mikan ve'elach avodasim mechanachtan. Hachnam avodasim mechanachto. If it's good enough for the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, it should be good enough for the people of the Beis HaMikdash. That the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu made, there was mishicha b'shem ha'mishcha. And that's how they earned the status of klisharis. But after that, the kelim that were were made in later generations, they didn't have Mashiach b'shem ha-mishchan. It was dafka the avoda that was mechanich them for usage. So that's what Rabbeinu Eliyakim points out, that dafka the kohen is meshamish b'yom ha-kippurim in place of the original kohen who became pasul, do we say avodasu mechad chasav, and that he doesn't need a chinuch prior to the avoda. But when someone is initially appointed as a kohen gadol, he does require Mashiach b'shem ha-mishcha, meaning when someone is not the backup, he's the original kohen gadol, then he needs either Mashiach's shemen or riboy begadim. He can't rely on just the fact that he's doing the avoda and avodaso mechanchaso. The reason that there's such a chilek that the kohen that's mismana b'yom kippurim does not require the riboy begadim, the Gvura Sari explains, because the ikar chinuch of the kohen gadol was through the avoda that he's doing l'shem kach, but aside from the avoda, it has to be nikar that he's becoming kohen gadol. So when it comes to Shari Mos Hashana, the chinuch is dafka made al yedei that he's doing avoda with riboy begadim, because all the avodas are kasher b'kohen hadyot like they are with the kohen gadol. So it's not nikar unless he's actually wearing the extra begadim. But for avodas yom kippurim, he could be mischanich even without the begadim, because the avoda itself is an indication. Meaning that when it comes to the rest of the year, avoda is not an indicator. So you're going to need something else. So throughout the rest of the year, you need riboy begadim. You need something to indicate, or shem namishchi. You need something to indicate that it's kohen gadol. But maybe on Yom Kippur, we're willing to say avodaso mechanachto, because on Yom Kippur the avoda itself is distinct from what the kohen hadyot would normally do. So that's why avodaso mechanachto dafka on Yom Kippur. But the parallel to the kelim works very nicely. Meaning, if the Rabbeinu Eliyakim is correct that the original kohen cannot rely on avodaso mechanachto, he actually needs shemen hamishcha. He actually needs the riboy begadim. It's only the backup that you can rely on avodaso mechanachto. So that works out very well. That's the original kohen gadol is parallel to the kelim sha'asa Moshe, that it actually needed mishicha b'shem hamishcha in order to be holy. And the backup kohen gadol is the parallel to kelim made in other generations, that just the avodah itself is what's mechanichim. So now the Gemara brings machlokas tanaim about the avnet of the kohen hadyot and what it was made out of. So kiyas Rav Dimi Amar avneto shel kohen hadyot Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. It's a machlokas Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Chad Amar shel klayim. One says that the kohen hadyot had a shatnis avnet, v'chad Amar shel butz, and the other one said no, it was made only of linen and it was not shatnis. So we don't know who held it was shel klayim and who held it was shel butz. So the Gemara says, let's try to figure it out. So Tistayim de Rebbe Yehuda Amar shel klayim. Must be that Rebbe's the shita that holds it was made out of shatnis. Titania ain ben kohen gadol kohen hadyot ela avnet de Rebbe. That Rebbe holds that the only difference between the kohen gadol and the kohen hadyot, in as far as the begadim were concerned, is the avnet, that they wore different avnets. Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon Omer aflo avnet. No, even that was the same between the kohen hadyot and the kohen gadol. Well, Amos, at what point are you looking at them and saying that? That the only difference, if there is that of the avnet. The avnet of the kohen gadol during the rest of the year was certainly shatnis. And Yom Kippur, we know the kohen gadol wore an avnet of pishtan. So the whole nidon in the brisa is what the avnet of the kohen hadyot was made out of. So what time are you looking at the kohen hadyot? Inem b'shar yimel sashana. If you can say the brisa is talking about the big day kuna throughout the rest of the year, where the kohen gadol is wearing an avnet of klayim, and Rebbe's coming to say that the avnet of the kohen hadyot was pishtan, so how can you say that there's no difference between the avnit of the kohen gadol and the avnit of the kohen hadyot? Tuva ika, there's a huge difference. Kohen gadol meshamish b'shmona v'hadyot barba. The avnit wouldn't be the only difference. Throughout the rest of the year, the kohen gadol is wearing shmona begadim. The kohen hadyot's only wearing dalet begadim. So that can't be where we're trying to draw this distinction and say, oh, is there any difference between the way he's dressed and the way he's dressed? Of course, the rest of the year there's a huge difference. Elav b'yom kippur, must be that we're looking on Yom Kippur, where the kohen gadol is only wearing Dal begadim himself, so he's dressed like a kohen hadyot. So that's where we have machlokas and Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. If those dal begadim that the kohen gadol is wearing in Yom Kippurim are exactly the same as the dal begadim of the kohen hadyot, that according to Rebbe they're not totally exactly the same because they have different avnet. Because so since Rebbe holds the avnet of the kohen hadyot is made out of shatnis, unlike the avnet of the kohen gadol in Yom Kippurim, which is purely linen, but Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon holds that they have the same avnet. So because the avnet of the kohen hadyot is Shal Pishtan, and that's the Avnit of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippurim, which is Shal Pishtan. So Gemara says, not a Raya. Amri lo, Liolam B'Shayim HaSashana. Maybe we are talking about the rest of the year. Aye, we said, but the rest of the year, the Kohen Gadol is wearing Shemona Begadim, so how can you be talking about, how can you be looking for a distinction between them? The distinction is so obvious. U'Bahanach Teshavin. No, we're saying, we know obviously that the Kohen Gadol is the guy that's wearing the tzitz. He's the guy that's wearing the extra Dalet Begadim. But in the Dalet Begadim that are the same, are they all exactly the same? That's the whole discussion. So it really is about the rest of the year. So the Gemara brings the Shita of Ravin, who says, Beferish, who holds what? That Kiyasa Ravin Amar, Avnetu Shal Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, Divrei HaKol Shal Butz. Right? Everyone agrees that the Avnetu of the Kohen Gadol in Yom Kippur is purely linen. B'Shar Yimus HaShan Divrei HaKol Shal Klayim. The Kohen Gadol's Avnet throughout the rest of the year, everyone agrees, is made out of Shatnis. Lo Nechliku Ela B'Avnetu Shal Kohen Hedyot Bein B'Shar Yimus HaShan Bein B'Yom HaKippurim. The whole machlokas is, what about a Kohen Hedyot's Avnet all year round? Sherebi Omer. So now we attach a name to it. Sherebi Omer Shal Klayim. That Rebbe says that it's made out of Shatnis. Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon Omer Shal Butz. And Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon says it's not made out of Shatnis. It's purely made out of linen. So the Gemara says that in the Brice, it's Mufurish that Rebbe holds that an Avnet Shal Kohen Hedyot is made out of Shatnis. Amr of Nachman Yitzchak Avon Lanami Tanina. I have another Brice that darshins in a similar way. That the Pasuk about Truma Sadeshen, where the Pasuk says, Vlavish HaKohen Midovad Mikhnes Evad Yilbash Al Besaro. So the Chacham darshan the word Yilbash as an extra word in the Pasuk, because it already says Vlavash. So it could have just said Mikhnes Evad Al Besaro. So Al Besaro. Matam Lomar Yilbash. Why does it have to say Yilbash Al Besaro? Let it just say Al Besaro. So it must be Lahavi Mitznefes Va'avnet La'Ramas Hadeshen. That since it's a real Avoda, he needs to be wearing the Mitznefes and the Avnet even for the Trumas Hadeshen, even for the taking out of the ashes. So he needs to be wearing his Dal Begadim. Div Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Dosa Omer, that no, from the word Yilbash, that's not what we learn. Rather, it's Lahavi Bigdei Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, that the Dal Begadim that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippur, Shein K'sherin the Kohen Hedyot, that a Kohen Hedyot is allowed to wear those same Begadim all year round. Because by the Bigdei Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim, it also uses the Lashon of Yilbash. So we learn Gzeir Shabbah, that the Bigdei Lavan of the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim are kosher for a Kohen Hedyot to do the Trumas Hadeshen year round, taking out the ashes year round. Because by the Trumas Hadeshen, it also uses the word Yilbash, so it's kosher to use those same Begadim. Rabbi Omer, that no, a Kohen Hedyot throughout the rest of the year is not allowed to use the Begadim that a Kohen Gadol wore on Yom HaKippurim. Shtei Tshuvos B'Dav, for two reasons. Chada, first of all, Davnei Tosh Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, Lozo Avnei Tosh Kohen Hedyot. The Avnei that the Kohen Gadol wore on Yom Kippur was made out of linen only. Kohen Hedyot was wearing a beggar of Kalayim. V'od, Begadim Shenishtam Shaben Kedusha Chamura, Shabbat Shaben Kedusha Kala, Ela Matam Alomar, right? Second of all, can it be that you're going to take something that was used for Kedusha Chamura and you're going to downgrade it? You're going to take the Begadim that the Kohen Gadol used for the Avodah Yom Kippur and now you're going to take out the yesterday's ashes with it? That's it's going to be have such a downgrade. So Elamata, really the downgrade is a Begadim that worn by a Kohen Gadol is going to be downgraded and now used by a Kohen Hedyot. Elamata Malomer Yilbash the Rabbo says Hashchakin. So it means to tell me that Begadim that are worn out that they're kosher for Avodah. So you see from Rabbi that Avnetu Shel Kohen Hedyot is made out of Klayim. That's why we're bringing this whole thing. Vaz Rabbi Dosa Tamei, and this is Rabbi Dosa Lishitaso Ditanya, because the Brisa darshins the pasuk about the Bigdei Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim that from the words Vinicham Sham. The Brisa says that the pasuk says Vinicham Sham. Right? What's the pasuk? Barana Lo Moed Pashas Bigdei Abadah Shel Lavash Bevoal LaKodesh. He takes off the Bigdei Vad that he wore Bevoal LaKodesh. Vinicham Sham. So of course Vinicham Sham. What does Vinicham Sham mean? Malamit Shetun Geniza. That they have to be put away, they have to be put in Geniza, those Dal Begadim, they can never be used again. But Rabbi Dosa Omer, Shelo Yishtamish Ben Yom HaKippurim Acher. Not that they need to be put in Geniza, but they could be used by a Kohen Hedyot as Dal Begadim throughout the year. But it just means that you're not allowed to use them on a different year. So he learns from Yilbash that a Kohen Hedyot is allowed to use the same Begadim that the Kohen Gadol used on Yom HaKippurim, like we had said in the previous Brisa. So he says, Vinicham Sham can't be telling me that you need to be gonies them because you don't. Kohen Hedyot is allowed to use them. It's just telling me that a Kohen Gadol and Yom HaKippurim should not use them in a different year. They should not be reused by the Kohen Gadol on Yom HaKippurim. So, okay, we're at a good stopping point. So let's stop here, and Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Tanu Rabbanan toward the end of the page. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you.